It was during one of those late nights that Eddie Diamond first brought up the tantalizing possibility. It was an offhand comment, a joke, really. What they should do, Eddie said, was pool some bucks and bring in a few mamasans from Saigon, spice things up. And after a moment, one of the men laughed and said, "Our own little EM club," and somebody else said, "Hey, yeah, we pay our fucking dues, don't we?" It was nothing serious, just passing time, playing with the possibilities. And so for a while they tossed the idea around how you could actually get away with it, no officers or anything, nobody to clamp down. Then they dropped the subject and moved on to cars and baseball. Later in the night, though, a young medic named Mark Fossey kept coming back to the subject. "Look, if you think about it," he said, "it's not that crazy. You could actually do it."
"Do what?" Rat said.
"No, bring in a girl. I mean, what's the problem?"
Rat shrugged.
"Nothing. A war."
"Well, see, that's the thing," Mark Fossey said.
"No war here. You could really do it. A pair of solid brass balls, that's all you'd need."
There was some laughter, and Eddie Diamond told him he'd best strap down his dick. But Fossey just frowned and looked at the ceiling for a while, and then went off to write a letter. 6 weeks later, his girlfriend showed up. The way Rat told it, she came in by helicopter along with a daily resupply shipment out of Chu Lai. A tall, big-boned blonde. At best, Rat said she was 17 years old, fresh out of Cleveland Heights Senior High. She had long, white legs and blue eyes and a complexion like strawberry ice cream. Very friendly, too. At the helipad that morning, Mark Fossey grinned and put his arm around her and said, "Guys, this is Mary Ann." The girl seemed tired and somewhat lost, but she smiled. There was a heavy silence. Eddie Diamond, the ranking NCO, made a small motion with his hand, and some of the others murmured a word or two. Then they watched Mark Fossey pick up her suitcase and lead her by the arm down to the hooches. For a long while, the men were quiet.
"That fucker," somebody finally said.
At evening chow, Mark Fossey explained how he'd set it up. It was expensive, he admitted, and the logistics were complicated, but it wasn't like going to the moon. Cleveland to Los Angeles, L.A. to Bangkok, Bangkok to Saigon. She'd hopped a C-130 up to Chu Lai and stayed overnight at the USO, and the next morning hooked a ride west with a resupply chopper.
"A cinch," Fossey said, and gazed down at his pretty girlfriend. "Thing is, you just gotta want it enough."